This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 480 for Tuesday, July 16th. I'm Adam Pelagiotti. The ice futures canola market turned around on Tuesday, making gains while going along with vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil reversed their fortunes by moving higher. However, crude oil was lower due to a stronger United States dollar and weaker demand. The Canadian dollar was down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported today the country's annual inflation rate dropped to 2.7% in June, raising the chances of a key interest rate cut next week. The November canola contract was up $5.70 per ton at $621.20. In the U.S., corn and soybeans regained positive momentum, while wheat was lower. U.S. corn crop conditions were unchanged from last week at 68% good to excellent as of July 14th, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In total, 41% of the crop was silking compared to the five-year average of 32%. 8% of the crop was in the dough stage, double the average. India has accelerated the plantings of summer crops, including corn, following an above-average monsoon rainfall. 5.88 million hectares of corn were planted in the country so far, up 1.5 million from 1 year ago. In the first half of July, Ukraine exported nearly 777,000 tons of corn. However, the corn crop in much of the country could be reduced by 20 to 30% due to extremely high temperatures, according to its ag ministry. The September corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.96. Just like corn, the U.S. soybean crop was unchanged in its conditions at 68% good to excellent. Also, 51% of the crop was blooming, 7 points above average, and 18% was setting pods, 6 points above average. The United States National Oilseed Processors Association reported that 175.6 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in June, down 4.4% from May, but up 6.4% from the previous year. Soy oil stocks were below trade estimates at 1.622 billion pounds. The November soybean contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.43. 71% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was harvested as of July 14th, up 9 points from the average at this time of year. Spring wheat conditions were up 2 points at 77% good to excellent, while 76% of the crop was headed, down 2 points from the average. Ukraine exported more than 767,000 tons of wheat in the first half of July, despite its crop also having to withstand high temperatures. The September Chicago wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.31. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.50. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.77. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelagiotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.